The holidays bring a number of film biographies to cinemas this year, including A Beautiful Mind about math genius John Forbes Nash Jr. and Iris about British novelist Iris Murdoch. But the most eagerly anticipated bio by far is the story of boxer Muhammad Ali. Will Smith trained for almost 2 years to ready himself physically for the title role in Ali. Critic Bob Mondello says the effort was not wasted.
Whatever else you know about Muhammad Ali, you surely know his most famous line, bellowed at the age of 22 at a weighing-in ceremony before his title bout with Sonny Liston.
Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Ah! Rumble, young man, rumble.
Y'all want to lose y'all money? Then you bet it on Sonny. He know I'm great. He will fall in eight.
Come on, you big ugly bear. I'll whoop you right now.
That title bout in 1964 ended in a surprise victory for the man then known as Cassius Clay and started him on the road to becoming the most famous athlete and one of the most famous people in the world. What few knew at the time, but discovered when he changed his name, was that the boxer had embraced Islam. Sportscaster Howard Cosell, whose friendship with Ali helped both of their careers, aided in making the unfamiliar familiar to the general public.
Cassius and Maya.
My name ain't Cassius Clay. That is a slave name, and I am a free man. I am Muhammad Ali.
You know, I apologize. I apologize to you on the air. Your name is Muhammad Ali. You have a right to be called whatever you want. I apologize to you.
You sure make a lot of mistakes for a so-called educated man. You really went to law school?
Yes, Muhammad. And to think I gave up a lucrative practice for the likes of you.
I'm the best thing ever happened to you, Cosell. Without me, you'd be a tall white man with a microphone in his mouth.
And without me, you'd be a mouth.
John Voight plays Cosell, and as you can hear, it's a dead-on impersonation. Will Smith is pretty terrific, too, both in the ring, where a freshly bulked-up physique makes him surprisingly persuasive, and in Ali's private and not-so-private troubles with such things as opposition by the Nation of Islam to his friendship with Malcolm X, difficulties in three marriages, and his refusal to serve when drafted for Vietnam, a decision that brought the full weight of the federal government down on him and cost him his heavyweight crown.
I ain't draft dodging, I ain't burning no flag, and I ain't running to Canada. I'm staying right here. You want to send me to jail? Fine, you go right ahead. I've been in jail for 400 years. I could be there for four or five more. But I ain't going no 10,000 miles to help murder and kill other poor people. If I want to die, I'll die right here, right now, fighting you. If I want to die, you my enemy. Not no Chinese, no Viet Cong, no Japanese. You my poser when I want freedom. You my poser when I want justice. You my poser when I want equality. Want me to go somewhere and fight for you? You won't even stand up for me right here in America, for my rights and my religious beliefs.
How he struggled back to regain the world heavyweight title is the subject of the second half of the movie, and it's there that director Michael Mann's stylish, music-inflected, but less than clear storytelling starts to get in the way. Mann gets lots of things right, but transitions are clumsy, the timeline gets confusing, and you get the feeling that dealing with weighty matters is actually weighing him down. Toward the end, something similar happens to Smith, who is, after all, known to the audience as a wisecracking rap and TV sitcom star. Here, he reins in the natural exuberance we know him for, and is true to the Muhammad Ali we know from real life and from documentaries. The Oscar-winning When We Were Kings covers much of the same territory. But you sense that Smith, perhaps worrying that he'll be accused of bringing too much Will Smith to the role, is containing himself where another actor might have felt freer to be explosive and impudent. Still, there's no question it's a strong performance, and it powers a diffuse movie well enough that no one's going to accuse Ali of pulling any punches. I'm Bob Mondello.